Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Functional Longevity Podcast. We give you insight on how to get fit, feel younger, and live better. I'm your host, Chris Borda, best-selling author and owner of Yes Fitness. Let me first thank you for taking time from your busy day to listen to what I've got to say. I don't take that lightly. Before we get started, though, let's thank our sponsor, Yes Fitness. Most people lose the ability to enjoy life as they age. At Yes Fitness, we help people 40 plus get fit so they can live longer and enjoy those extra years doing the things they love to do. Some quick housekeeping here. If you want to get a timestamp or a transcript of today's broadcast, you can head on over to yesfitnessct.com. Right across the top, you will see a button for podcast, and that will give you access to any one of our 289 episodes. You can also get this broadcast wherever podcasts can be found. One big secret behind volume eating to improve weight loss. Today, we're embarking on a culinary journey through the fascinating world of volume eating. So grab a comfy seat and get ready to tantalize your taste buds with some delicious insights. Now, volume eating, it's something I've heard more recently now. It isn't exactly a new concept. It's been floating around the wellness sphere for quite some time now. But lately, it's been gaining traction on social media. So I thought we'd talk about it. With health enthusiasts touting its benefits for weight loss and overall well-being, those two things are always a topic that we need to address. But what exactly is volume eating, you ask? Well, picture this. You load up your plate with heaps of nutrient-dense, low-calorie foods like leafy green, colorful vegetables, juicy fruits. And these foods not only fill you up, but they also provide a slew of essential vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants to keep your body humming along like a well-oiled machine. All good foods, all foods you should be intaking all the time. So what's the secret behind volume eating and weight loss? It all comes down to satiety. By consuming large volumes of low-calorie foods, you're able to trick your brain into feeling full and satisfied without sending your calorie count through the roof. It's a win-win situation for your waistline and your taste bud. But before you dive headfirst into a mountain of kale and cucumbers, it's important to understand that volume eating isn't without its nuances and potential pitfalls. One of the biggest concerns with volume eating is the temptation to become overly fixated on calorie counting, which we know is a very inaccurate science. So we're going to get fixated on calorie counting at the expense of overall nutrient density. Sure, that bowl of air popped popcorn might clock in at a fewer calories and a handful of almonds, but it lacks the essential fats and protein your body needs to thrive. That's why it's critical to strike a balance between volume and nutritional quality. Instead of obsessing over calorie counts, focus on nourishing your body with a diverse array of nutrient-rich foods that leave you feeling energized and satisfied. And let's not forget about the importance of flavor and enjoyment when it comes down to sustainable eating habits. We want to be able to keep these habits for a long time, so we need to make sure that we're enjoying them. We need to make sure we enjoy the foods that we're eating. While volume eating might seem like a dream come true for weight loss, relying solely on low-calorie options can quickly lead to boredom and cravings for more indulgent fare. That's where culinary creativity comes into play. Experiment with different herbs, spices, and flavor combinations to elevate your meals from mundane to magnificent. And don't be afraid to indulge in the occasional treat. After all, life is too short to skimp on dessert. We urge all our clients to have some splurges 2-3 times a week to fend off that craving. And next thing you know, you're just stuffing your face with the wrong foods. Now, Here's a pro tip for all you volume eating aficionados out there. Don't skimp on the protein. We talk about protein all the time. It's super important to maintain your muscle mass. By maintaining muscle mass, you will maintain function as you age. While veggies are great for bulking up your plate, they may not provide enough of this essential nutrient to keep you feeling full and satisfied. Incorporate protein-rich foods like lean meats, poultry, fish, eggs, and legumes into your meals to help balance out your nutritional intake and support muscle growth and repair. Trust me, your body will thank you for this. You probably need to eat somewhere near 1 gram of protein per pound of lean body mass. So let's say you weigh in 150. You'd probably be shaped and you're fit. You'd be taking in 120, 110 grams of protein. So much more protein than people think. And when you start to really take a look at how much protein you're taking in, they realize that they're far below what they really should be taking in. Of course, no discussion of volume eating would be complete without addressing the elephant in the room. The time and the effort required to plan, prepare, and execute this eating style. Three P's, plan, prepare, portions, all these things. So let's face it, eating a diet rich in whole nutrient-dense foods takes time and dedication. For meal planning and grocery shopping to preparing and cooking, it can feel like a full-time job at times. But remember, investing in your health and well-being is always worth the effort in the long run. It's what it takes for you to maintain your, to get to your goal, to get that weight loss in there, to become healthier. And here's the bottom line, you fellow foodies, volume eating can be a valuable tool in your weight loss as arsenal. But it's not the be-all and end-all solution. It's just one piece of the puzzle in the larger journey towards health and wellness. So whether you're loading up your plate with leafy green things or indulging in decadent desserts, remember to savor every bite and nourish your body with love and intention. After food is meant to be enjoyed, not feared or restricted. Well, folks, that's all the time we have for today's episode of the Functional Longevity Podcast. I hope you've enjoyed this deep dive into the world of volume eating and walked away with some food for thought. Until next time, keep exploring and keep experimenting and keep nourishing your body, mind, and soul with love and intention. I'll see you next Tuesday with more ways to get fit, feel younger, and live better. Thanks for watching.